This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Warren Wiersbe is a great author. He's written a lot of books on Bible, books of the Bible. He writes about a newspaper cartoon that he saw years ago that shows an automobile balancing precariously over the edge of a cliff. There's an embarrassed husband at the wheel and a disgusted wife sitting next to him. Very meekly, he says to his wife, "Honey, there's got to be a lesson here somewhere. There's got to be a lesson here somewhere," and there is. If you want to avoid the cliff, you avoid the path to the cliff. You avoid the road to the cliff. Some people could describe their lives in this way, that they are hanging on a cliff financially. I've heard people say that. I feel like we're right at the edge of the cliff financially. I've heard people describe their lives, their marriages that way. We're right at the edge of the cliff. I don't know if we're going to stay up on the top or we're going to go over the edge. I've heard people describe financial relationships, financial situation, medical situations. We're right on the edge of the cliff. And part of avoiding the cliff, in my opinion, is to avoid the path that leads to the cliff. You say, where are you going with this? 125 times in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, the word wisdom is used. 125 times. That's significant to me. It means that God is interested in you and me having wisdom in our life. Remember, we defined wisdom last week as we began the series. Wisdom is seeing life from God's point of view. Wisdom is seeing life from God's point of view. That's what wisdom is. And 125 times, the writer of Proverbs mentions the word wise or wisdom. And to get wisdom, in my opinion, is to get Jesus. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But wisdom is something that directs us, according to the proverb passage we read today, in the right path. When you acknowledge the Lord in all your paths, in all your ways, then he directs. He's the one who says, I'll direct you. I'll go ahead of you. So what I'd like to do is to read the passage we're going to study today, and then I'm going to give you about a one-minute review of last week's message, which was the opening message of this series we started last week called Street Credibility. Psalms has to do with the worship in the sanctuary. Proverbs has to do with life in the street where we really live. We're in Proverbs 3 today. We're going to study third chapter beginning at verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Underline that sentence. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke. And one of the most unpopular verses in all of the Bible, verse 12, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For she, wisdom, is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She, wisdom, is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Nothing you desire can compare with her.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.